The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
My generation right here, baby. Look out. Come on. I mean, see now, the beat was always this back in the 60s. It was this. And then Jimi Hendrix came along and then they turned it to a different kind of beat with Mitch Mitchell at the drums. Oh, please. But we love this. This was all the rage. You know,
it's really hey, good.
You know what? Have you ever heard that before, Joe? You're so young. Are you?
No, I've heard this before. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not in my Edison cylinder collection, but it's good. You know?
But what we did when we would play Wipeout on the drums on our desk at school drove every teacher in the 60s nuts, because when that came out, we were on the desk doing. You know, yeah. Matter of fact, that I have to tell you too. This is what a peculiar student I was. I'm being kind when I say peculiar. Is when, because I would hear drum beats, whether it was from my mom and dad's records of Gene Krupa, or it was Mitch Mitchell with the Hendrix Band, and I would try to match the beats, because you have to coordinate the different beats and the off beats from the bass drum, you know, to your snare drum, and I would learn them in class, which is why I was the worst student at West Essex High School that they ever had. But I did learn how to play the drums.
So. Now, see, and I think that has paid dividends in comparison to, you know, studying biology or something like that.
It was like a vocational school for me, right? You're absolutely right.
Exactly.
Like that.
By the way, you'll be happy to hear a big announcement right here on the air. That yep. I went out of my way this morning to order new headphones, so I won't be impaired technologically.
But you pay for them. God bless you. You pay for them. I mean, can you submit the receipt to our
good one?
Nothing.
No. It's $20. I mean, it's not going to kill me, so it'll be all right.
So only me when I travel, and we appreciate the great gal. If you the opening of the show today, I was complaining about how there was one. It was not a TSA agent, to be clear. I think it was just an airport personnel. Yeah, had to be airport, because it wasn't. What did I fly? I think I flew Delta out. She wasn't Delta, this one gal, but they were. It was like, and again, I don't get mad anymore. It's just like I don't engage anymore. I was more concerned about the gal that I know, my friend. Who helps me out at the house. She's there. How ironic was that, though, Joe? I mean, of all people, I'm going to see my gal there with the baby other daughter on her way to Brazil, and her saying, oh, my gosh, this doesn't happen in other countries, because they jammed the line, and it just, for some reason, they were holding the line, and the flow wasn't happening. And we appreciate the gal who was one of the general managers of the John F. Kennedy Airport. And she was kind enough to call the show live. Yes, and you could podcast that at 6 o'clock hour. But I think that is so wonderful and telling, because how they get that many people through, you know, is just unbelievable. But as I went through and I finally got on the plane and went to the clear people, they were nice. The TSA person, keep your shoes on, because I probably looked like I was 80 years old at that point. You know, I felt it. You know, it's all right. And they worked and went right through, no problem. Then we get to the plane. And it's like, now I got like a 6 hour flight, 5.5 hour flight out to Seattle. And I get on the plane, I sit in the seat, and I go, oh, I'm here. And the seat is broken. The seat is busted. Geez. Did you ever sit in a plane?
Should have said something. You had your chance.
What can I say?
The captain's going to call you next.
You know, yeah.
Exactly.
I get a call from Delta now because I sat down in a chair and I said, "This." And I really believe that the life has a way. I don't know if it's God or there's something in the multiverse. It's Doctor Strange in the, or whatever it is. I don't know who it is that really just sets your life. When you think you're going okay, you're gonna get the bumps and the bruises. I sit down in the chair and the back goes back and you can't lock it in. Now I can't lock it in. Now I got, every time I lean back, it goes into this really weirdly weird thing. And I'm thinking, oh great, now I'm gonna be at the commercial. You know, I needed Relief Factor the way I had to sit in that seat. Yeah. Way. Then that's not, so listen, so I'm sitting there and the seats, and I go, I'm not gonna even say anything about the seat. Delta, listen, as long as the plane, if they're holding back on you know, mechanical things, let it be the seat, not the engine. This is what I'm thinking.
Exactly.
You know, so then there's a guy, there's like in front of me, there's a person, and then to the left, in front of me, to the left, there's a guy, roughly looked like he might have been 107, whatever he was. God bless him. God bless him that he was out. And he had a nervous habit of every 60 seconds of clearing his throat. But not just clearing his throat. It was like, it was that sound. Every 60 seconds for 5.5 hours. And he was too old for me to say, pal, really? Can I get you something? Do you need medical? Clearing his throat, and that is an exact imitation of what the guy sounded like. And everybody just dealt with it. We all dealt with it because we felt bad for the old guy. His wife is there, and I felt like it was Jill and Joe Biden in front of me, I think. Actually, that's what I think it was. I really do. Because he had the old guy, the wife never said anything. Like Jill would say, Joe, please, let's just go home to Delaware. This isn't working out like we thought it would. You know, you would hope. No. She's right there, so used to it. The poor guy. And I want, do you say something? Hey, pal, you okay? You know, I don't know what. Clearing his throat. And so, thank God for the Apple AirPod things that you put in your ear, you know. And I rehearsed my show on the way up. But boy, it was one of those trips.
You need to invest in a timeshare in a plane. There are people who invest in that. where they, you know, it's like buying a portion of the plane. But you need to do that so that you don't have to deal with all of these annoyances that,
you know,
come with flying commercially.
Unfortunately, the base cost, my young friend, of one of those timeshare planes is like $250,000.
Please.
And I don't want to deplete my petty cash all at once. So it's like, you know, of course, and then you could call, and then, but you're right. It is, and I don't want to be like Al always goes, beyond the people. I like being with the people because I see the goodness of people, even in their tough moments, like this poor guy choking all the way
exactly.
to Seattle. But this poor guy, but oh my gosh, only me.
But
only
this is how, dare I say, beyond the people you are, because you don't even have to call customer service. They just come directly to you on your radio show, no less.
They call. Well, if Delta wants to call, they can call 877-970-2999. I wanted it. You know how expensive those seats are too. I meant to say it to the folks in Seattle. I wanted to say, look, you flew me out, thank you, but the seat was broken. Can you get a discount for a broken seat like that?
Was the plane completely filled? Like, could you have at least sat in a different seat?
I'm telling you, the airlines are making a fortune. Don't let them tell you they're not doing great. Don't let them tell you they don't have pilots. Don't let them tell you that cancel your flight because they are making money hand over fist, and it's inexcusable. And if we had anybody in Washington that was in charge, they would dictate on a federal level, if you're going to fly like that and look at the profit margins, and you're going to have to fix the planes, fix the seat, for crying out loud, and don't cancel flights at random. There should be a penalty for canceled flights. How many of us are at the airports? What happened to me? And you have a whole film shoot. The whole economy is off its game in that regard. And you depend on the airlines, and then they go, oh, we don't have staff. We don't have staff. It's like this. When you fly 5.5 hours back and then you land and you're outside of Newark or you're outside one of the airports on the West Coast, and then the pilot goes, we got in a little early. We're waiting for a gate. And then you sit on the tarmac for like 45 minutes. Who comes up with that? How do you not run the airport where you say you have 5.5 hours to know a plane is coming in, make sure one of the bays is open? That makes me crazy when you're sitting out there. Well, you mean you couldn't? You had 5.5 hours to tell everyone? No excuses. Not at the prices they're charging now. It's not. And that's why in Washington, when I tell you there's nobody in charge, there's nobody in charge. There's nobody in charge. That's why it was so inspirational for that great gal, the general manager at JFK, to call and say, Joe, we're concerned about every single passenger. That is unheard of. I mean, it's unheard of that someone would do something like that. And much appreciated.
What are the odds that she's listening to the show right as you're talking about that? I mean, it's like 1,000,000 to 1 that would happen.
Right. So anyway, then I get out. Of course, the driver's not there when I get out.
Of course.
And now I'm at Seattle Airport. I have no idea where I'm going because I'm a guy, and guys don't have direction like women have. I need a GPS to tell me where I'm going. I'm walking around, and I'm aimlessly walking, looking for baggage claim, and there's no signs, and it's Seattle, and I'm walking around. Finally, I found baggage claim, and the guy's not around. Oh, sorry, there's traffic. Oh, my gosh. And so now, again, the point and the lesson here is I could have just railed and got upset and said, hey, you're supposed to be here. No, we were best friends. You know, you put all that aside. He finally showed up, and we got there. And we had the best time.
Do you ever try and time the car, like when you're on the plane, after the plane has landed, you can turn your phone on again, so that the second you walk out the door, the car is waiting there? Because I do that on the train sometimes, but very seldom does it ever
That's why you got suspended from Lyft,
exactly. Exactly.
You were actually holding them accountable for them to show up.
Exactly. I know. It's a crazy thought. Or for them to actually show up where you want them to pick you up instead of, you know, 3 blocks away. You got to look around and check every license plate to see which one it is.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what's wrong with the country. If you call it Uber, somebody, they go pick up area, you know, and it's like, no. You're charging me a lot of money. I want you right outside my door.
I like the aerial view. They have it's just kind of a gray and white layout of what the street looks like. You have to try and figure out which building it is and drop the pin at the right spot. Because otherwise, it could be, you know, 2 blocks away. You won't know where you're going.
We get nothing. But did you get reinstated, by the way?
Unfortunately, I did, because now I get to go back to the wonderful service that Lyft provides. So. You know, I was hoping the ban was permanent.
I can't believe you take the Lyft car every morning. You take a Lyft at night.
We're all surprised. Well, I know it because it hurts the pocketbook quite a bit. But I don't listen. I'd rather shell out the money for that than have to take the subway and risk, you know, getting mugged or beaten or, you know. I mean, you saw the way I handled things at Penn Station. I just hand over money to people. I mean, it would not work out in my favor.
Listen to this, too. Then I got to, when I went there, they said, you got to go to gate B18, and then they will give you a shuttle to go to your plane.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, like, is this just today, or is that the way it does? No, that's what we do. And everybody, by the way, at JFK, to the general manager's point, they were actually great. But I'm going like, wait a minute. So I walked all the way to B18, and then you go outside on a bus, Joe, and then they bus you on the tarmac to another area. I guess it's under construction or something.
Oh, wow.
You know? I know. So now I'm walking around. Now, I have not eaten all day, you know. We did the radio show, and now this is my – so I got one of those things. You know what – and, Alex, you guys know what Crustables are? Do you know those?
Oh, the Uncrustable, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's
what's it called? Uncrustable?
Uncrustable, yeah, because it doesn't have a crust.
Kind of like my personality was at the time, you know. Kind of was crustable. So I said
– Crusty.
Crusty the Clown. That was me. And it was – and it was
Crusty the Clown.
And then I had to do a cameo. Someone hits me up on Cameo, and they have 24-hour cameos where you got to do it like now.
Oh, yeah.
I hope I was friendly enough, you know. Yeah, how are you?
So you did it on the bus.
I know I did it at the airport. I got to a little corner. I did it. Hi, I'm at the airport, and I hope I was nice enough. You know, I'm not very happy today, but hi, it's Joe Piscopo. Happy birthday.
They're calling you cameo. Up soon, Joe, okay? They're going to call you up, too.
Yeah, cameo. It was like one of those things. But I had the cameo and the Crustable thing. And I ate, and I said, can you eat this thing? I said, do you have to cook it? It's okay to eat plain, because I did. It was pretty good. I said, that was my dinner, actually, for the night. You know, the peanut butter thing.
Those are really good. I used to get them in the cafeteria at school. I always look forward to that.
Right. And well, that's all they had. And that's what I took.
And a juice box.
And at that point, as I'm opening the Crustable, a guy comes over. Joe Piscopo. Hey, nice to see you. So now I'm embarrassed that I'm eating a Crustable.
But why be embarrassed? If you like it, eat it.
Embrace it, Joe.
Beyond the people, I need to be eating escargot.
Would you like a your job is well, yes. Would you like a bite of my Uncrustable, please? Thank you.
How different would our relationship be if when I met you for the first time, you weren't eating sushi? I would walk up and you say, "You're eating that? Oh, forget it. I don't want to talk to you."
Joe, one question for you, though. Yes. No kids were kicking the seat, right? That's what I got to know. No kids,
no,
at least.
No. It was. I went through that before with the kids before. No kids kicking the seat. And one time I had the kids with me, the story was, I know we got a break, but I had Michael next to me, and he was kicking a little bit. Not bad, but the guy was turning over. The old guy was there. And he just kept looking, and I'm going like, so now I thought I had fun with the guy. And he's going like, oh, with the kicking of the seat. He goes, you know, your kid's kicking the seat. And I said to this guy, verbatim, I went like this. And the guy left me alone because I made up some fake Spanish language.
Maybe it was the guy who was coughing, and he was just trying to pay you back.
No, that guy, you got to have fun. You got to laugh a little bit.
I would have just gotten off the plane at that point. Oh my god, that's awful.
I'm not exaggerating either. The trials and tribulations. Thank goodness Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North is here. He has a book everybody's talking about. It's called Giant Awakes. It's the latest thriller in the Jake Cruz series, which was released on Wednesday. And we'll talk about international affairs as well with Colonel North. Joel Zinberg, MD, is going to join us. Dr. Zinberg, we're going to talk about the reorganization of the CDC. Hallelujah. Joe on the radio, riffing on a Friday. Okay, we get everything out? We're good? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
We're good.
Let's go to Debbie. Debbie's on the road. Debbie, guy, 5.5 hours, the guy.
That's unreal. Oh, why do you get? You always have these stories. It's always you.
It's me. I really think it's a greater force in the universe going, hey, you know, life's going pretty good for the guy. Let's have some fun. Let's have a little bit of fun. Put that guy, with the guy with the throat thing, put him up next to the joke.
I remember that lady was putting on her pantyhose next to you on a plane once. Like, you have everything. God. Yeah, an old lady, she's putting on her stockings. Next to Joe.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me with that, please. I don't want to catch germs. Only on the feet. Put your feet next to me.
Oh, I would have paid to see that.
Goodness gracious. Can't make it up.
That's funny. I love it.
922, Deb's on the roads. How we doing traffic-wise, Debbie? Thanks.
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. The LIE westbound moving slowly by Glen Cove Road. A car fire in the right lane. A lot of activity there. We're seeing some volume on the Southern State westbound by Eagle Ave with construction. And some stop-and-go traffic on the Deegan North into the 230s. Accident blocking one lane. Cross Bronx eastbound busy out toward Webster Avenue. Queens Midtown Tunnel moving slowly into town. And we're still seeing some volume at the outer bridge crossing getting into New Jersey. Now, over on 78 eastbound, right at the New Jersey Turnpike, it's an accident in the local lanes getting out through Newark. And heading over to the New Jersey Turnpike south by 8A, an accident was just cleared out of the way. Some stop-and-go traffic on the thruway south exit 10 getting down toward the Mario Cuomo-Tappan Zee Bridge with an accident still being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 89. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, thank you, Debbie Duhaime. I want to tell you about Lafreda Meats. It's Friday. You got to go to Lafreda.com. By the way, if you're your supermarket, you want to check out Lafreda Meats. It is the single best meat that you could buy. And, you know, I'm very careful when I have my red meat or I have my poultry or I have my turkey, you know, and I'm very careful because I want it to be lean. I want it to be the best there is. And that's why I always get Lafreda Meats from Pat Lafreda Meat Purveyors. They established in 1922 in Manhattan's meat packing district, you know, and keeping to their local New York, New Jersey roots. They have the nation's largest state-of-the-art facilities, all new in North Bergen. I've had the honor of being with Pat Sr. This is a great Italian-American success story. Pat Lafreda supplies, to this day, over 1,600 restaurants a day. And you don't keep up that pace unless you're on top of your game. And when I want to impress my children, I want to always give my children the best. You always want to do the best for them. It's an instinct as a parent. I get Lafreda Meats because I want my kids to have the best. I want nutrients. I just don't want anything fatty from the supermarket that I just pick up that doesn't taste great. I always get poultry. Or if I got the tomahawk, the center cut full. Chick-fil-A, the turkey burgers, everything that I get from Lafreda.com, and I invite you to do the same. L-A-F-R-I-E-D-A, Lafreda.com.
Hugh Hewitt believes we need to dig for answers.
95% of the Bureau is out there on the front line of organized crime and cartel stopping and international espionage. We need the FBI on the wall. We really do. And we absolutely need the Department of Justice. The political appointees behind this have got to be held accountable because the Department of Justice and the upper reaches of the FBI have gone off the rails.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6. On AM 970, The Answer.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-859-6688. That's 800-859-6688.
Now you can travel to Israel. Spend 10 extraordinary days in the Holy Land this November. Collect remarkable memories on a trip that will change you forever. Sebastian Gorka and Dinesh D'Souza lead our tour of Israel with our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Join them and enjoy picturesque and unforgettable places you'll treasure for a lifetime. Reserve your spot today at standwithisraeltour.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, kind enough to join us. He is a Marine, the counterterrorism coordinator on President Reagan's NSC staff, CEO of Fidelis Publishing, Fidelis Media, author of The Giant Awakes, the latest thriller in the Jack Cruise series, which was released on Wednesday. Colonel, with respect, we are honored to have you with us always, my friend, and a happy Friday to you.
Well, you left out one important part of my bio.
What's that,
boss? That is a great admirer of Joe Piscopo.
Oh, there it is. Thank you. Listen, I'm honored. Man, I got to tell you something. And I want to talk about the book, The Giant Awaits. But, I mean, your whole tenor, your whole being, Colonel North, the guts that you got, I'm watching my language here on the air, but the courage, you know, your patriotism. Man, what's going on in the United States military? I'm not feeling it from the military these days, Colonel.
It's scary.
Do you feel the same way, sir?
No, the leadership in Washington is devastating to this country. It's not just in the military. It's across the board.
Yeah.
The crowd that we've got running the country right now is in the hands of what I call a troika, right from the old Soviet doctrine.
Yeah, yeah.
Troika, in this case, is the President of the United States, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and the Senate Majority Leader. And they're running this country right into the ground. There is not an area of issue, politics, diplomacy, the strength of our military, the spiritual nature of the people of this country that isn't being devastated by these guys. And here we are, a year after this devastating disaster that they pulled off in Afghanistan. You know, it was the right thing to do to get out of the war. There's no doubt about that. It'd gone on for literally 20 years.
Yeah.
And looking at that and having covered, I did 66 embeds over there.
Wow.
Plus, to be able to get our interpreter that we use so many times over there, get him out and get him to the United States. But I look at that catastrophe, and it set the groundwork for every area of our country, to include the break-in at Mar-a-Lago, the raid that these guys just pulled, unprecedented stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, but the idea that we can play God with our own bodies and say, God put me in the wrong body. I've decided my name ought to be Olivetta instead of Oliver, all right? And to make that decision and have people say, gosh, what wonderful pride. Pride's an interesting word because I'm proud of the Marines that I served with, Joe.
Yes, sir.
When you and I have been together, we've talked about those kinds of
things.
Yes,
sir.
You know, I have the great blessing of having spent nearly every minute of my life in the company of heroes. My dad was first hero I ever knew, World War II in Korea. I mean, and an infantry officer, no less, in the Army.
Wow.
And so I look at the people that I've had the opportunity to spend time with, some of it very intense, like Vietnam, some of it very intense, like Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, those other places that I covered for Fox. I look at all those kinds of things and I say to myself, why am I still alive? And all I can figure is the good Lord's not done with me yet.
That's but right.
I look at what's happening in my country and I say to myself, how can we be doing all of these things in the span of 2 years? The leadership in our military today is a disaster. No, do you know the name of the guy who stepped up and said, I'll be accountable for the disaster of what happened in Afghanistan?
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody there.
Just some humility. Humility, you know, I miscalculated. And then just to leave the Taliban to run amok, and now Al-Qaeda to run amok. And I don't understand. I guess maybe, and when I talk to you, Colonel, it's always with a great appreciation for your service to this great country as a Marine, because I remember my father telling me we would sit for hours, and I know you did the same with yours, Colonel. We sit and he would tell me the stories in the military, and that's why I never had the privilege to serve. You know why, Colonel? He didn't want me to go in because he knew the horrors of Vietnam, and why I so admire what you went through in the heat of battle, what you went through, and why I have such respect for the United States military, and why I have so respect for just trying to speak the truth and to be honest, but therein lies my patriotism through what my dad went through. And this is I want to talk about the book, Colonel North. You and I could talk for hours about it. But how does this administration not even acknowledge D-Day? They wait till the very end of the day. How do you not even acknowledge that, sir?
Well, that's probably because somebody who is the relative of someone who works at the White House picked up the phone and said, "Hey, did you guys notice this is Independence Day?"
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The cognizance of what is what we would consider to be normal is missing from every aspect of it. I mean, look what we've all been through with COVID. You know, being told by everybody in Washington and all these so-called experts, this one shot is going to, oh, no, it's going to be two shots. Oh, no, wait a minute, it's going to be three shots.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait a minute, no, hold on. It really doesn't work, but get them anyway. And don't forget to wear your mask. I mean, this would be a great Saturday night.
That's the sketch. It's the sketch. Yeah. Colonel North, tell us about The Giant Awakes. This is great. Please tell us about this great book, sir.
The title of the book actually comes, it's a quote from a very, very famous general. And he said, this is a very famous general. His comment was this about China. China is a sleeping giant. Let her sleep, for when she awakes, she will shake the world. Napoleon Bonaparte in the 1800s.
Wow. Okay. Now, wow.
And that's what's happening, of course. Our number one adversary in the world today is Communist China. Xi Jinping, who's running the country, doesn't even have a troika. He's got one guy. He's superhuman. He calls himself the President of China, which was the title none of his predecessors in the Communist Chinese government would ever call themselves, but he wanted to be likened to a president who was elected. He's actually appointed by the Politburo.
Yeah.
He runs the country. He has every aspect of it. The economy, the military, their intelligence apparatus, which is enormous, and operating against us right here in this country right now. I mean, and some of those very basic ideas are guiding what is becoming the most powerful nation on earth. And it's happening because this administration is intent on letting it happen. Now, never underestimate the power of blackmail. We all know that the president's son was deeply involved and paid a lot of money by the Communist Chinese government, companies owned by the Communist Chinese government. This is a fully communist country. You don't have a job in that country without the permission of the party.
Yes, sir.
And so what you've got is a situation where Communist China intends to rule the world. Here's a brief quote from it. 214. What happened in Ukraine didn't change any of what's in this book. Putin's goal is to dominate Europe, and Xi Jinping's goal is to dominate the whole world. and Xi is a much more dangerous person than Putin ever could be. Thank God that the people of Ukraine have stood up, because the people of Ukraine are the reason why Communist China hasn't made a military grab at Taiwan. Remember when everything was, when the Speaker of the House said she was going to go there, the Communist Chinese official organ, not in some novel, but an official organ of the Communist Chinese security agencies, said they ought to shoot the plane down. That was not a proposal that was being made lightly. They actually, there were people who were advocating that inside Beijing. I mean, you think of all of these things. Well, they're all in this book. My nonfiction books, obviously, are very, very accurate. With a novel, all you have to do is change enough of the dates, times, places, and names, and you can make it a novel. Yeah. And so this is the second novel that I've done about Jake Cruz. Jake Cruz is a real, honest-to-God person in the FBI. That's not his name, obviously.
Yeah.
I broke a coffee mug that he gave me way back when. I was given a coffee mug by the guy who alerted my family to the fact that Islamic Jihad terrorists, six of them, were headed for our house, and I was out of town. It was February 11th, 1987. Wow. Okay, hadn't even testified in Congress yet. Hadn't even been subpoenaed yet. How's that? Invited. I was invited. Okay, so here's the replacement of the coffee mug that one of my grandkids dropped when they were here a few weeks ago. And so here's the replacement. Here's what it says. Good morning, sir. We see the assassins have failed again. That was sent to me. And just like the Jay Cruz in this book, he's got a great sense of humor.
That's great.
And he's the kind of person that you want to admire. And I don't want to give away the end of the book, but it's all about the communist Chinese and how to deal with them, because they're trying to kill us every way they can.
You know, and so vital. And we had a great chat this morning with a personal friend, Gordon Chang, who is such an expert.
Brilliant guy, by the way.
He really is. And he's such a, like I always say about Gordon, he's measured, and he has warned us for years about the crouching tiger, if you would, or what they, and the giant awakes is a great experience. Reminds me of the end of Tora, 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 the film, and with when the Japanese general said, we bombed Pearl Harbor, it's great. He goes, no, we've just awakened a sleeping giant. And that's and this is Oliver North's book. We invite you to Google Oliver North, Google The Giant Awakes. It's a scary time. And you know what's unsettling, Colonel, before we let you go, sir, is that this administration is, and I'm thank you for saying it, it's compromised. The Oval Office is compromised by Communist China, is it not?
It is. Well, it's compromised in other ways too, but you know, my dear wife is suffering from a terminal malady that leaves her sometimes in what they call cognitive disarray. Well, I think cognitive disarray in the White House is worse than what I'm dealing with here as a caregiver for my lovely wife. But by the way, you can get it at a discount if you go to faithfultext.com. Faithful Text, by the way, faithful. What's the motto of the United States Marine Corps? Semper Fidelis. What's it mean? Always faithful. And it's not just a slogan, it's a way of life. And so if you go to faithfultext.com, you'll get a better discount than you can from Amazon, who, by the way, does a lot of business with Communist China.
This is great. Colonel, always great chat. Our hearts go to you. Our prayers are with you and your lovely bride. God bless you for all you're doing. And thanks for your stellar service to this great country, sir. Great to talk to you.
My friend. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, USMC. Joe on the radio, 9:38. Dr. Joel Zinberg is going to talk to us about the CDC reorganization. It was so funny what Ollie was just saying. It's so true. It's like, do you take the shot? I don't know what to take. And I'm a hypochondriac, so I actually listen to this stuff. Another shot, Dr. Zinberg will break it all down for us. Bill Gagan's in the newsroom for Al this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 71 degrees, a sunny sky in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. Calls are growing for Jersey City Councilwoman Amy DeGeese to resign following a hit-and-run earlier this summer. Councilwoman spent hours fielding dozens of concerns the other night.
She should not resign. She is dedicated to this job. You left a human being on the street.
She told the community she would gladly talk about the incident after she appeared in court. She hit a cyclist who allegedly blew through a red light at the intersection last month, person wasn't seriously injured, but people are calling for her to step down because she failed to stop. Two men riding ATVs through Long Island City, Queens early this morning are dead after they slammed into the side of a tractor trailer. Police say that the ATV riders had no helmets and they were driving the wrong direction on Jackson Avenue around 2 a.m. You now know what's going on. I'm Bill Kagan, AM 970, The Answer. Time for traffic. Here's Debbie Duhane.
Thanks, Bill. Let's see what's happening. You're still busy on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Williamsburg Bridge. Westbound BQE, stop and go down through Atlantic Avenue. Deegan southbound by the Cross Bronx, an accident between a truck and a car that happened early this morning. That's still out there. We're still seeing volume on the Grand Central Parkway West at 168th Street with a crash in the way. Problems continue on the LIE West at Glen Cove Road. A car fire under control, but you still have police and fire department activity at the scene. If you're heading to the eastbound LIE, that's heavy right through Glen Cove Road. Northern State Parkway westbound slowing down, getting out toward Post Avenue. It's an accident being cleaned up, and some stop-and-go traffic as you head to the Hutch northbound of Boston Road up through Pelham Manor, with an accident there just cleared out of the way. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride over to the New Jersey Turnpike South at 8A with an accident just cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 89. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhane with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. If you see a child left unattended and can't locate their parents, call 911. If the child looks unresponsive, do whatever it takes to get him or her out safely, including breaking the window. Your actions may save the life of a child.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. It's so funny. We have a thing going back and forth on Twitter. Yeah, and you know what's so interesting on Twitter? I get shadow banned all the time, so I start hitting a mark, and then they cut back. And when every time Elon Musk says I'm buying Twitter, then all my followers, there's more and more followers, you know, because they really curtail anything you say. If you're patriotic, any love of country, in my opinion, Twitter just hates that. You know, they just don't like that. You're not supposed to do that. So, you know, we're not going to stop, but it's great. But on a lighter note, we go back and forth, and there's people saying, like my buddy Eddie on Twitter here, he says he drinks Michael's of Brooklyn sauce like it was V8 juice. He loves it. He loves it. And then our other friend, Carrie, tweeted a great picture of a Michael's of Brooklyn in a supermarket down in Florida. So we invite you, if you're listening around the country, to stop in your supermarket, take a look at Michael's of Brooklyn. You're going to have the best jarred sauce you ever had. Oh, Joe, I don't do jarred sauce. You will once you taste Michael's of Brooklyn. Ah. It's unbelievable. Now, if you're local, if you come up to New York, and I always tell you this, and you're gonna go on the New York cruises, on the Atlantis, you're gonna go see the Statue of Liberty, you're gonna go to the Freedom Tower, you're gonna see the Empire State Building, Broadway, you're gonna see all the Central Park. You gotta go to Brooklyn. You gotta go to Brooklyn. Avenue R and Nostrand. Put it on the itinerary. Michael's of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. The Italian-American cuisine, hospitality, warmth, and tradition is right there on Avenue R and Nostrand in the borough of Brooklyn, New York, like you've never had before. And you can't make that up. That's got to be in your heart. And that comes from Fred and Johnny and Michael and Marianne and the Cacace family, you know, carrying on the tradition of their dad. 718-998-7851. It's all about Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community, by the way, since 1964.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with New York's newest lieutenant governor, Antonio Delgado, about his new position and what he brings to the table to help the people of New York. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 with an encore at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Hey, how you doing? Oh, my gosh, we're going a mile a minute here. Dr. Zinberg's standing by. I'm going to tell you about Ion Real Estate quickly, if I may, because we love Dottie Herman, and it's the best real estate show. It's 10 o'clock. It's Saturday morning on AM 970, The Answer. It's called Ion Real Estate, and anything you need to know about real estate, you will hear on this radio show from Dottie Herman, who's like a legend in the real estate business and a great gal. So she takes it, you know, down to, forgive me, but my level, our level, you know, because she knows real estate. And by the way, if you want to be a real estate broker, you want to go in, you're buying, you're selling, whatever, you got to listen to the show anyway. But if you're like me, you just want to go look at homes, you got to listen to Dottie on Saturday morning with her team. It's a great show. And I would suggest this, if I may, you go out and you go see what houses you want to look at. Listen to Dottie, you know, make your list before you go house hunting, whether it's rental, whether it's buying, investing, flipping, whatever you want to do. Ion Real Estate is what you have to listen to. And it's great because as you're set and you're ready to go out, you just tune in AM 970 The Answer and you'll get the great Dottie Herman and her team. Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning, right here. It's Ion Real Estate, AM 970 The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Dr. Joel Zinberg is a doctor, Competitive Enterprise Institute senior fellow and director, Public Health and American Well-Being Initiative at Paragon Health Institute. Dr. Joel, welcome back to the show on this Friday. A good Friday to you, and thank you for joining us, sir.
Great to be here.
Well, you know, Dr. Zinberg, we appreciate you being honest with us. They're reorganizing the CDC. I mean, we feel they should have done this 2 years ago. You, within the medical arena, your thoughts on that, and where should they take the CDC, in your opinion, Dr. Joel?
Well, you know, it's really nice to see that after 2.5 years of dysfunction, the CDC has recognized that it's got a problem. And I and others have been writing about this for a very long time. And the fact is that they have had multiple failures throughout the COVID pandemic, and now with the monkeypox outbreak, the same thing. And it's time for them to take a good hard look at what they're doing and to reform. And I would argue that a big part of the problem is they've strayed from their core mission. And this is an agency that was founded in 1946. It was supposed to initially deal with malaria outbreaks and stop those. It eventually became an agency that deals with communicable diseases. But now they look at everything. They're looking at environmental justice. They're looking at health equity. They're looking at social determinants of health. And, you know, it's hard to argue that, you know, if you're worried about climate change, maybe that you take your eye off the ball when you're dealing with the biggest communicable disease outbreak that we've had in 100 years.
It's so unsettling. And they politicized it. I mean, they seem to be politicizing all government agencies now. And you, you know, as a medical doctor, I mean, is it true? Because I would always tell my doctors, I say, what can we take? And the government was actually dictating what the doctors could prescribe. I mean, there's a truth to that as well, correct?
Well, look, you know, a big part of the problem, and Dr. Walensky alluded to this, I mean, you have to give her some credit for being honest, mm-hmm. was that they were having a lot of trouble collecting data, and they were having even more trouble disseminating the information to the public health profession, to physicians, and to the public in general. You know, what they were doing was usually late. And what they were doing was very often confusing, so that most people didn't really know what the CDC was even recommending, never mind when they were going out of their way to mandate things like an eviction moratorium that they had no legal authority to do and that was scientifically dubious.
That's so true. And what do we do, Dr. Joel? What do we do about the vaccines? I mean, I say, okay, I'll get the vaccine. Okay, I'll take another vaccine. And it keeps going. And then people are suspect that, of course, the pharmaceuticals are running this for money. And we don't know what to believe anymore. And I always say, and as you're listening to Dr. Joel Zinberg and Piscopo on the radio, you got to check with your own doctor. Probably the safest thing to do, Dr. Joel, right? Always check with whoever you're...
Definitely check. And, you know, every person's got a different situation. You know, you may be young and healthy, which means that COVID is very low risk for you, or you may be an old guy like you and me. And and then, you know, you got to get worried and you got to be a little more circumspect about what you do.
Yeah,
so it's always important to check.
It is true. Are you taking the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh? I mean, you keep taking the vaccines. I'm afraid because I tell you what, Dr. Joel, honestly, pulling back the curtain, I got the third shot and then I got tinnitus from that. I could hear it distinctly. Boom. As soon as I got the shot. And then I'm hearing, and help me out here because I don't want to be inflammatory. I do believe that for me, taking the shots lessened in the severity of the virus, you know, but so many people are now online talking about, and they wanted me to ask you, sir, about the vaccine and the dangers of it and people falling and dying and all the problems that they're having from the vaccine. First of all, is that are those reliable sources that we're hearing this information from, Dr. Joel?
Look, you know, this is a vaccine that's been given to hundreds of millions of people at this point in time, okay?
Okay.
If it was so obvious that there was some, you know, overwhelming harmful effect, I think we would have seen it. So, you know, most of the stuff, that the inflammatory stuff that you're seeing online is probably not true. Now, having said that, every medication, whether it's aspirin or the COVID vaccine, is going to have some side effects. And anyone who tells you it doesn't is lying to you. But the side effects are relatively short-lived. They have not been, don't have people dying in the streets from the COVID vaccine.
All right. Dr. Joel, we appreciate you always joining us and being so honest with us, sir. Keep up with great work, and please come back anytime, Dr. Joel.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Joel Zinberg, MD. I'm telling you, you get these great docs, and they're not, they just don't understand the CDC. It's not you. It's not you. Hey, Joe on the radio, you want to break for Debbie one last time here? Alex, we'll do that, and I'll come back. I'll tell everybody about my Relief Factor trip, which was a great, great trip.
Mm-hmm.
And, Deb, they're such great people. We shot all day. It was a long, arduous day. But, boy, I tell you, they worked with all the I think it was mostly local Seattle talent. They brought in the director from Los Angeles, of course. Matteo Messina, who is a great guy, but we just had a great time.
Great.
Hey, Deb, have a great weekend. Thanks
you
for
too.
Thanks for staying in with Jen and everybody and Arthur and I got a couple days. I'm working next weekend, so I'll be off then. Always appreciate you holding down the fort, Debbie Duhame. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Love you.
Love you too, Joe. So happy to be here. Let's see what's happening on the LIE. It's still really tough, Joe. LIE West at Glen Cove Road, a car fire in the right lane. It's extinguished, but the investigation continuing. Southern State westbound at Bethpage State Parkway. It's an accident off on the shoulder. Watch for delays as you head to the westbound belt right by Lefferts Boulevard with a crash and the Grand Central Parkway West at 168th. It's a collision still being cleared. Heading to the Hudson River crossings, moving smoothly there. Alternate side parking in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Is that me, Alex?
Yes,
Would that be me talking about Relief Factor one last time? Alex, great job today, brother. Thank you so much. I know it's tough, and you got a lot going on. You're doing a great job. Hey, I love the little intros to Jeffrey, our weather guy, because he's a big band guy. And you're like start playing the big band music that he hasn't heard. I love
that. We're doing a little lessons over here, I feel like, Joe.
Listen, man, appreciate it. Hey, let me tell you about Relief Factor. And I feel so pumped up about it because I was there the last couple of days. You know, I was there spending time with the good folks at Relief Factor who are so concerned and so committed to wellness and your well-being. And there's other products I have in front of me. I got a sneak preview, you know. As a matter of fact, I took some of this product. I can't wait to tell you about this in my hand, but I'm not supposed to sooner than later, because it's here and it's going to be great. But right now I want to tell you about the original product from Relief Factor, the Relief Factor product itself, because I think it can help you. And I talked to the doc that came up with the concept. I said, Doc, how do you come up with this concept about stopping inflammation, stopping pain? And this is a tough doc a tough guy, and he's humble, and he wants to stay anonymous, and he's just a very, because he's so humble. And so I talked to him, and he said, I come up with the concept, I think about it, I know what's out there, I read, I see other products, they examine all the other products, and then they go to the lab, the Relief Factor Labs, says, try to run this down, they test it, see what's going on, and they're very, very meticulous about it, but they're always, always at the forefront of your well-being. Always at the forefront of stopping pain, at the forefront of other things that you will hear very shortly about. So right now, if you go to relieffactor.com, I think you'll be out of pain. What better way? Because this tells you how great the folks at Relief Factor are. And I had such a warm time with them. Wonderful. I mean, the hospitality, it was spectacular. And they care enough about you. What other product is going to say, you know what, try us for less than $20? We'll send it to you, less than $20. Let's see if it works. If it doesn't work, you don't use it. If it works, you know, you sign up. Huh? That is so pragmatic. My favorite word. $19.95, the three-week quick start. Call 800-4-RELIEF, please. 800, the number 4, the word relief, or again, relieffactor.com.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hi, this is Frank Pallotta, Republican candidate for United States Congress here in New Jersey's 5th District. I'm not just running to return my district to Republican hands. I'm running to represent all of the people in my district, including seniors, veterans, small businesses, and everyone who longs for real bipartisan leadership. I've just launched a weekly radio talk show on AM 970, The Answer, called Frankly Speaking. Our show will air at 10 a.m. on Sundays, so please tune in. We'll be discussing the issues that are relevant and critically important to all of us here in the 5th District and across the great state of New Jersey. If you'd like to know more, please visit my website at frankfornj.com. That's Frank, the number 4, nj.com, where you can follow our campaign, catch up on all the issues, and if you like what you see, please feel free to donate. If you have any questions, please contact our offices at 201-783-8801. Thank you.
This is Frank Pallotta, and I approve this message.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Plenty of sunshine and blue skies today with highs reaching up to 88 degrees. And then we'll see a partly cloudy sky overnight and a low of 73. A few clouds will stick around both tomorrow and Sunday, but we'll see sunshine both days at a high of 87 tomorrow and 84 on Sunday. As we start off the next work week, we'll see increasing cloudiness with some showers and even thunderstorms in the afternoon as our high reaches 81, and then they taper off on Tuesday, leaving us cloudy. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordin on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, let me tell you about, before we get out of here, I'm going to tell you about AM 970's first ever daily talk about health and wellness and lifestyle. Well, it's Invite Health Radio with Dr. Amanda Williams. She's a doc and scientific director of Invite Health. So we invite you to join Amanda Williams. It's Monday through Friday at noon. This is very cool. That's what I love about the radio station. You know, it's so original in this regard. You get the scientific director of Invite Health doing a talk show 12 noon. 12 noon right here on AM 970, The Answer. Amanda Williams. Or you could call 800-673-2345. Go to invitehealth.com. Amanda Williams. It's 12 noon. You don't want to miss that show Monday through Friday on AM 970, The Answer. Hey, Joey Sebilia, thanks for the great week of shows.
Thank you.
Let's do it again Monday. We have a couple days off. We have elections coming up. We're going to talk about that. Alex, great job, my friend.
Thank you.
We appreciate you doing a great job at the board there. And Debbie Duhame, we love you. And Kara Fosara, thank you so much, Kara, for putting out the graphics that you put out. She's going to podcast the show with Mert momentarily. And Charles, thanks for manning the phones. And thank you always for being there. It's a tough time. In the name of God, we will get through this. All right? Make it a great weekend, because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.